This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. We're brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. Josh Miller, he's got the day off. Producer Matt, he is here. Good morning to you, Jim. How is everything?
Everything's just wonderful.
Yeah, all is right in the world. Jim Colony on the pre-show today.
I know.
Back from vacation. Yeah, did you see, have you been watching the news at all this morning? The 5 o'clock news
no.
at all?
I haven't really had the time.
There's a fire in Clairton.
Okay.
That is, I got to get this right here. This is amazing to me. So something's happening in Clairton right now. There's a smoky haze all through Clairton. A pit of grass clippings and mulch is on fire in Clairton, leaving a smoky haze throughout the city. Its lawn debris for years has been dumped in a valley that's 70 feet deep and 100 feet wide. You following me?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's a big gully. Well,
is this just common knowledge? People just...
I guess it's the gathering place.
Okay.
Well, Channel 11 is reporting that it just... It's on fire.
It's spontaneously combusted?
I don't know. Or somebody threw a cigarette down there, as we like to say here in Western PA, cigarette. And now it's people are like having difficulty breathing. There's smoke all through Clairton. I don't know. This is amazing to me that the valley's 70 feet deep and 100 feet wide. And people, I guess, just, what do you do? Back your truck up and just throw your yard clippings down there?
Yeah, I don't know. I know weed. When we lived in McCandless, we lived on a street where it was a similar situation. Like behind the house, there's like a large easement,
uh-huh.
you know, property that didn't really belong to anybody.
Right.
But, you know, leaves, grass clippings, all that stuff, that's where it went.
An easement. I had one of those behind my old house.
Oh, we have an easement.
Uh-huh.
Behind our house.
Oh? And do you throw your stuff back there?
No.
Natural born easement on the road again. He's on the road again. Anyway, so you don't throw stuff back there?
No.
Okay.
No, because there's nothing there. It's just flat ground.
Speaking of McCandless,
yeah.
I think I saw a photo of you.
I saw that.
Managing McCandless's baseball team.
No, that wasn't. No, I was.
Oh,
just,
you were a coach.
Yeah, I was just an assistant.
First base coach, third base coach. What were you doing there?
I can't remember.
Yeah, getting it done.
No, that was. Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was like 25 years ago. That photo. That was Chris playing for the Royals. McCandless. Dave Rosenberger was the coach.
Oh, what's Dave Rosenberger up to now?
No idea.
Yeah?
Maybe he's listening. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Good morning, Dave. Question for you.
You know what he did? This was like a shrewd move. Like, we were new. Like, he was the GM of the league.
Yeah.
And also a manager.
Mm-hmm.
He drafted, of course, he had his own son, Joey, who was a good player.
Joey Rosenberger.
And then all of his draft picks were new people. Because I came in, I asked a bunch
Some
of questions.
Like bandit renegade team.
No, but it was just, you know, a guy who had moved in from California, another guy, the Ronaldos, moved in from Monroeville.
Uh-huh.
Who else? There was, I think there was at least one other new player. And so nobody else knew anything about Chris or Jimmy or Nick.
You wind up being like average?
They were good. There was a good team.
Okay.
It was a good team. There was another team that had more good players.
See, weekend. Now you couldn't do that. Somebody would go to the internet and find out the video from the year before where they lived.
Well, no,
and
Chris,
they'd know all about them.
Not really. I mean, Chris played in a, you know, when he was seven, he played in like an underhand pitch league in Newton, Massachusetts. But
underhand.
No, that was a good team. It was a
not
good team
one person in my life has ever underhanded pitched to me in a competitive game, even when I was five.
This was in the Tony suburb of Newton, Massachusetts.
Underhand pitch league. I played all the way back in T-ball where you could still like strike out.
I can't remember what the rule was.
It was a scarlet letter if they had to get the T for you. Here was the rule.
Oh.
I think you got four pitches, right?
Oh, they didn't. Wow, that's interesting.
So you got four pitches, and then they got the T for you. And if you swung and missed on a T, they were like, sit down. You didn't just get the hack up there on the T forever.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And it was a hard ball, too, from the very beginning. Wasn't any of this like softer kind of okay ball?
Yeah, I don't know. Then McCandless, that's not the way they did it.
Yeah, they need to toughen up out there at McCandless.
They probably do it differently now. Well, they probably have like a 6-year-old travel team.
Oh, yeah, now. Right. The McCandless team right now that's 6 years old is in East Cobb, Georgia, playing a tournament.
It might be.
As we speak. and the coaches have uniforms on and everything. They flew down there. Fan Morning Show, pre-show, Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. We'll get to your vacation later on infused in the show because okay. It's too entertaining.
Yeah.
So,
not really.
Follow me on this. Now, a lady I work out with, and she's actually like instructs people I work out with. Jeremy Tooman's wife, Molly Tooman.
Right.
Okay. She is, I don't know if you've ever seen her.
I never. I'm
a former Olympic volleyball player. She is put together. You don't want to fool with her.
Okay.
She says to me the other day, she goes, I saw this documentary you might be interested in because everything going on with your daughter and whatever, and the way diets relate to health. Called What the Health, okay?
Very clever.
And I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, it's unbelievable. And I don't know. There's just these weird correlations. Matt, have you seen this, producer Matt?
I have not.
Have you heard about this?
No.
So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll give it a whirl. I go on Saturday. My wife and I, we get it on Netflix because we have Netflix. It is advocating fully a plant-based diet. And it's like an hour and a half of how... You know, like look at monkeys, like
chimps.
No, big ones, orangutans. Like they are just absolutely jacked. Gorillas, and they don't eat any. They eat bugs and they eat, you know, plants. And you're like, wow, you think about
presumably
that.
Presumably bananas.
Then there were people that had like all these ailments. They get on this plant-based diet. I'm not kidding. Two weeks. This lady had like arthritis all over. She's like walking down the street fine. Other people, they're on all, and look, this isn't like some crack thing. I'm like, my wife and I are like, oh my God. She's like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm starting it in like a week and a half. So not this week. I'm going to soft launch into this. It was the most fascinating documentary I've ever seen. That said though, do you think I could totally go off of like all meat, done? All chicken, done. All fish, done.
Man.
All milk, dairy, done. It doesn't leave a whole lot for you to eat.
Or drink.
Yeah. Well, no, you can go beer. I mean, you can have
you?
Beer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, it's out if there's no beer. But it was the most fascinating, because they went to like the American Cancer Society. They went to the all these different places. Like the Beef Society and whatever, and they're getting all this funding from people. Long story short, the money isn't to be made in curing what you have. The money is to be made in making sure you don't die and just live with it longer from like the healthcare professionals. You follow what I'm saying?
I guess.
Like they don't want you not to get it. Just when you get it, they just want to control it because that's how they collect from the, you know, if you're like a hospital. You don't want people to die, but you don't want them to be healthy either. Or hospitals would go out of business. You want to be right in the middle. Like the diabetes people. They don't want you to, they don't tell you how not to get diabetes. But once you get it, they want you to kind of keep it there. They don't want you to lose it. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was fascinating to me. You don't understand anything saying.
So these gorillas.
No, that was just one little part of it.
Oh, okay.
But no, and they were saying like how our teeth are. What are the, like the incisors and different things?
Yeah.
Like we have the kind of teeth where when you weren't supposed to eat meat. We have the kind of teeth that resemble plant eaters.
Ah.
Yeah. People getting all philosophical this morning on the Fan Morning Show pre-show. But this was amazing. How about this guy? What the Health was amazing. I went vegan 7 months ago and I've never felt better. I lost 20 pounds and my energy level is much higher. I'm going to do an infomercial here. I feel like
that's what it sounds like.
I know. No,
it's a cross between that and a Benny Hinn rally.
I'm going to hit you on the head and you're going to fall down. Somebody's going to catch you.
Right.
Do you ever watch that stuff and be fascinated by the Benny Hinn?
I think I told you this story. When this is like, you know, again, 25 years ago or so, I had to pick something up at the Civic Arena.
Uh-huh.
And there was a whole line. There was like a whole line of people outside. I said, my goodness. I said, it looks like these people are going to go see Benny Hinn. And so I went inside. The Penguins offices are down below.
Uh-huh.
And so I went around the corner to see what was going on out on the ice, where the ice would have been. This was during the summer. And it was a Benny Hinn rally.
Was he touching people on the head and they were
falling?
No,
they were waiting to get in.
Oh,
There was a line all around the corner. You know how the arena was with the right up on the thing. And it was all around the building.
Benny Hinn. How do you become a Benny Hinn catcher? That's what I always wanted to know. Are you a former security guard? You got to be pretty stout because some people are big,
yes.
You know, and you want to catch them. And it's unexpected, too. You don't know exactly when they're going to fall.
Well, you sort of have an idea.
When they touch their head. But some people give the old couple blinks and stagger fall. you know, that happened to me one time, too. I was driving up by
Benny
the arena.
Benny Hinn rally.
And I'm like, what the hell's going on up here? There's a lot of things happening. You know what it is? You know what happened to me, what that was? That Trans-Siberian Orchestra gets a crowd, too, around the holidays. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, big, big crowd. What are you looking up? Benny Hinn? There's some Benny Hinn videos out there.
There he is.
Yeah. he's not still alive, I don't think. I think he died not long ago.
He's still kicking around? No. Benny Hinn's only 64?
Get out of here. That's a sham. That can't be his real name either, Benny Hinn. You think it is? Wow. Do you want to go to a Benny Hinn? He's only 64.
This
he's not from
Wikipedia.
Here, though. I think he's from Israel or somewhere, isn't he?
Benny Hinn?
I promise you.
Looks like he'd be from India.
No, I think he's either from Israel or it's somewhere.
It says here he married Suzanne Hinn.
Where's he from?
A nationality, American-Canadian.
Okay. Where was he? There's no way he's from. I'm telling you, I thought I read somewhere he's from Israel. But anyway, I could be wrong. But anyway, we're gonna get some. I'm gonna start watching some Benny Hinn stuff right now. It gets me. Anyway, Fan Morning Show pre-show. We gotta get to a break. We just did the pre-show.
Born in Jaffa.
I told you.
You're right.
I swear. I remember reading this about him
in the then newly established state of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
1952.
Wow, he's only 64 years old, Jim.
Yeah,
I thought he was about 80.
I figured he was. He's only a couple years older than I am.
When's the next
three
one?
Years, he's
Does
three
he have
years
his
old
world life. Tour schedule on there?
I'd have to go to BennyHinn.org.
All right, hold that. We'll get it to you next when Benny Hinn's coming to town. Fan Morning Show pre-show, bonkers on this Monday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.